late, you know. It's 1912 and it's audio mode day 15. This is a different setup than I usually use. Can you tell? I'm sure you can. I'm using Boss Jug. That part is probably obvious. But what I'm using is a mini Jeklin disc. So I have the microphones on top of my Boss VF1 effects unit. And I'm going into my Tascam. And the reason I'm doing it this way today is because I can. I just picked up a small item. This small item is a little bowl. See, a little bowl. It's a singing bowl. I love these things. And the reason I'm using this setup is so that I can bring it close to you, sort of, and ding it. Make it sing. Although the making it sing part I'm not that great at yet. But then, you know, practice and all that. But at least it's not dying out. It's staying kind of at the same pitch. I wanted to show you that. While I had the opportunity and the house is still quiet because my family is still out of it. There we go, got some action out of it now, see? Oops, broke it. It's on a little cushion, which is on my hand, and I'm running this stick around the bowl. Maybe tomorrow I'll do this again, but in Jake's room where there's no computer fan noise. I keep breaking it because I have to really pay attention. But it's kind of a cool sound, and I wanted to show you a cool sound. And because these mics are close together, it does make them nice ring in stereo, see? One side, other side. And if I have it sort of in the middle, kind of where the mics are, I've got the mics vaguely facing me. There we go. Let's do it now. You get a cool chorusy effect, if ever I can get this to work as I should. This was a present, by the way, from Dreamy_Lyrics, Johanna. And I said I would record this one day, and now I'm attempting to. But I wanted to do it in stereo, and I wanted to do it in stereo in sort of style. So there we go. Obviously, I need practice, but it was a birthday present, and I really like these. I've always wanted one since I was young, and I heard them on telly or something. I don't remember where I first heard it, but it is just so cool. I haven't worked out the ultimate speed for going around the edge of this thing yet, and I think that's half the problem. Because, as you heard earlier, I had a much better luck. At the moment, it just seems quite quiet. And this wooden stick thing is hard to use, in a way. But it's weird. You know, the slower I go, if you listen carefully, you can almost hear it looping. The faster I go around the edge of the bowl, the yo-yo-yo-yo-yo effect is much quicker, and I think that's quite interesting myself. So there we go. But if I just ding it from across the room, away from the mics, it's just such a beautiful ring. It just rings for ages. I loves it. Quick audio mo today, the audio singing bowl mo, but I did want to share that with you because I like it and I need to sit down and practice this thing more. I want to get good at it. I want it to actually ring like a wine. I can make wine glasses ring very easily, but I can't seem to make this bowl ring as I would like, but that's alright. Eventually I will do this thing. Anyways, I thank you for listening. Short and sweet, you know how it goes, and there's always tomorrow. What will I do tomorrow? I don't know. Oh, by the way, happy Father's Day. Of course it's Father's Day. I mean, I'm a father now. I should remember these things, and I've been saying it all day. So any mowers out there listening who happen to be fathers, hope you had a good day. I certainly did. My kids rushed in this morning and said happy Father's Day. It was beautiful. I enjoyed it very much. Take care. Tomorrow's only around the corner. Have a wonderful evening.